USA Radio News.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, time to get started. Wow, another hour just getting underway. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We're here every day at this time, and we're ready to talk to you about whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint. And that includes strategy, and that includes more strategy as a continuation from a previous hour. As we get into, once again, we took some calls, so we didn't really get into all of the aspects of this 4% rule and the problems therein. But we're going to talk to you about this distribution method that you may have heard of called buckets and how that could help potentially address this problem of whether or not you can take 4% safely out of your portfolio every single year and not have to worry about what the market does. Do you have to really go down to like 2% in order to really be sure that your money's going to last for 30 years or more? Or do you really have to take a cut in pay potentially when the markets are down? Just to make sure your portfolio doesn't run out of money? Well, that does not seem very productive to us. So we're going to talk about that with Professor Plum once again coming up this hour, as well as the time value of money. You've challenged me, Professor Plum, to get this thing done, and we're going to do it. It's only been a few days. I just started talking about it last week. We didn't get to it Thursday, nor did we get to it Friday, because we had phone calls and emails. And that's the way this program works. We'll try to do that a little later on this hour. Now, those phone calls and emails I mentioned, those do take priority. We got lines open for you right now. For any question that you have, you give us a call. We'll talk to you about questions, comments, concerns regarding your money, regarding your portfolio, regarding your retirement, regarding your strategy. If you have one, give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com. Room for you on both the phones and in the email bag. Try to get to some of those this hour. You want to talk to Professor Plum off the air? Sure you do. Or any Lucia Capital Group advisor about anything you hear or see on this program, or any question that you have, anything that comes up, say, I'd like to learn more about this. Well, you can do so at their off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. The back office line is open for you to talk to an advisor, make an appointment, get with somebody who can help you out, at least give you some direction strategy-wise. This is what they do. They do this every single day for thousands of people, and they can do it for you as well. Lucia Capital Group, again, the off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. We've got a lot of people calling and talking, and I know you've talked to a couple people, Professor Plum, over the years, one or two, and you come up with a lot of different situations. But what it comes down to, once again, is the reason you have a plan, the reason you have a strategy is so that you don't run out of money before you run out of time. And if you have no chance of ever running out of money, then, I mean, your strategy, you don't even necessarily have to have a strategy.
No, because any strategy will work.
Anyone will work, except for spending 100% of your money all in the first year. I mean, that won't work. But, yes, your strategy, if you have any sanity at all, is going to work no matter what you do.
Oh, I've met people that have more pensions and Social Security combined between husband and wife, or just as a single individual, than they can ever imagine spending in any given year. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, in fact, they're still saving. Their investment strategy is not as important as somebody who needs to take a distribution from their portfolio. It just kind of goes without saying. So regardless of what that person does, even if they spent all their surplus investment capital in 1 year, the rest of their life is still cared for.
Because they still have money coming in.
They still have money coming in from outside sources that are not market related.
Exactly. And so Yeah, strategy, I mean, really has to do with making sure you don't run out of money. And that's one of the things that they talk about in these workshops on Saturday. But let's just get back to this. 4%.
4%.
We talked about it last year, last hour. 4%. Well, last year, too. Can you still, with reasonable certainty that your money will last as long as you do, take 4% out of your portfolio and per year? That's the same amount, 4% of the original amount, and not have it run out of money. Well, some people say, no, it's too much. Well, here's what we say, Professor Plum. We say it's not necessarily the percentage. It's really the strategy that you're using.
Yeah, and I mean, is 4% a horrible rule and we have to drop down to 2? I think it has more to do with your distribution strategy, like John said. And we go back to different time horizons. When did the so-called 4% rule fail? When did the idea that taking a static percentage or static dollar amount out of the portfolio and using a balanced portfolio, when did it fail? Well, it failed when you had several down years in the first 5 to 10 years of your retirement. So what does that tell me? It tells me I shouldn't, anytime, and I said something earlier about it being an investor. If you're an investor, investing into a down market is one of the best times. That's not. I'm defining investor as somebody who has a time horizon of 10 plus or 15 plus years. But if you're a retiree, are you an investor? You need some of the money next year. Well, you are an investor with some of the money. You're not an investor with the money you need to spend in the next couple of years. So you have to actually define what it is you're doing with the money I need to draw out of my portfolio over the next several years, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. That is not investment money. That is money I'm pulling out of savings. So let's identify what we're trying to do. If we are investing over a one-year period of time, we're not investing, we're gambling. So where does that line go from gambling with a market return to investing? And investing has a fairly high chance, and we're not going to say guaranteed because there is no such thing, but a fairly high chance of working in our favor. So if we have a certain time horizon, even with a balanced portfolio, that we need to be an investor to be able to allow that portfolio to work for ourselves, that means we have a certain period of time where we have to have other monies that are not investment-oriented monies, other monies that we can draw down to buy enough time to get past that time horizon to be that investor. And that's exactly. Now the big terminology right now is time segmentation. Well, we've been calling it buckets. You have to have a bucket of money to draw down over the next X number of years so that if the market has a bad day or a bad couple of years, like we saw in 2000, a bad time. So the market was down from high of October 2000, somewhere mid 2007 to March 2009. You don't need just a year and a half time horizon to withstand that because the market's still down. You got to wait for it to come back. It's a multi-year time horizon that you have to allow the market to do what it does. And whether it's a balanced portfolio, a stock portfolio, a bond portfolio, they all go through different gyrations of ups and downs, and you have to have that time horizon to be an investor in those areas, to be able to give yourself at least a reasonable chance of a better than 0% rate of return.
So what you're saying is you've got to have time to let it do it. You have to have time to let it sit there with absolutely no withdrawals out of it.
Exactly. And what that does is, sure, it'll temper your upside legacy if the market goes straight up from here for the next 10 or 15 years. If it goes up positive results, better than your distribution, your original distribution, every year for the next 10 or 15 years, yeah, you're going to be too conservative. But how many times has the market done that? And do you want to gamble that that's what's going to happen with the market the year you retire?
So wait a minute. So you say, I have to let the money sit there for a good 10, 15 years, call it, without taking any money out of it. How am I supposed to live for the next 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years?
Well, you have to carve off some of the current capital and put it into a savings environment.
Or in the beginning.
Now, if you're getting ready to retire. If you're going to retire in 4 or 5 years, now, because you don't want it to crater in the next 5 years and then take away your ability to retire. You need to have enough money to draw down. Now, does it have to be in a bank account? No, not necessarily. You can ladder out different bonds. A lot of the time segmentation studies are dealing with bonds that mature every year to give, so you know that, you know, if you need $20,000 a year, every year a bond comes due with $20,000 that you can spend. And then you take the rest of the money and you invest it in the ups and downs that the market happens. And if it happens to be down, so what? And this is where we have to get away from the idea that we have to have a specific percentage balanced. In our balanced portfolio of 60-40, we stay 60-40. Every year we rebalance it to 60-40 in a time segmentation, in a bucket strategy. The portfolio percentages will change. If I'm drawing down my safe account and letting my balanced or stock portfolios go through their ups and downs, sometimes the stock portfolio will go down more than I drew down this. And so my allocation to my safety account actually seems to be larger this year than last year. Other times the stock portfolio will go up and my stock portfolio then overshadows. What that tells me, though, is when the market's up a lot more than expected, we refill. You refill at opportunistic times. This is the hardest part of a bucket strategy. This is why a lot of advisors don't like dealing with it. We have to pay attention and monitor. We can't just set it on autopilot and go out golfing every day and then collect a fee for putting it on autopilot and rebalancing it back to 60-40 every year. We have to actually pay attention to what's happening. Is now a good time to rebalance? Is now a good time to take advantage of a downturn in the market by using some of the excess capital we had and buying in? Those are difficult discussions to have with a client, but they're necessary.
Well, they are necessary, which is why it takes kind of a trained eye, I think, to help out, you know, how to do this. Because the idea is to perhaps look at things when they're going up and decide, hey, maybe it's time to take a little off the top.
It's hard not to be greedy.
It sure is. But on the other hand, when things are not going well, when things are down, as they often are,
it's hard not to be fearful.
It's hard not to go in. It's hard to go in and just say, hey, I'm going to start buying more. But the whole idea behind that is the old buy low, sell high, which...
Definitely don't sell low.
No. All right.
Try not to.
877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls and your emails when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Is Market Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Hey, we got room for you on the phones. Call if you got a question. Call and say hi. Whatever. That's fine with us. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We're here to answer your questions, both in phone call form and in email form. And again, if you want to email us, you do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. By the way, just going back to what you were saying before the break, Professor Plum, that strategy that you mentioned, which had to do with carving off a section of safe money, perhaps to allow you to, you know, get through the next
weather
7 years.
Weather the downturns?
Yeah, weather the downturns. 7 years, actually 15 years can get you through. Now, we're talking about varying degrees of quote-unquote safety and liquidity over those 15 years. So don't think it all, as you said, has to be in cash. No. But what that describes sounds oddly like something called buckets that we've been talking about for so long. Does it have anything to do with that?
Well, that's the whole premise behind the buckets idea, carving off enough money. You know, and again, with varying degrees, money I need this year to live on, I need it to be very safe. Money I need 5 years from now, I need it to be pretty safe, but it doesn't have to be immediately liquid. So I could put it in a 5-year CD, I could put it in a 5-year annuity, I could put it in something that isn't exactly liquid, and with that illiquidity comes a little bit better rate of return in many cases. So I can ladder out these different time horizon, time segmentations. In general terms, we look at the first 5, 6, 7 years is bucket number one. And then we build bucket number one around the distribution needs there. Bucket number two is time, you know, a little bit longer time segmentation. But we're still looking at what is an appropriate investment for this specific time horizon. What is an appropriate risk for this specific time horizon? And if it's the next 4 or 5 years, a stock portfolio is not an appropriate risk footprint for that time horizon. Unless you are gambling. I mean, you know, that's the way it is. You know, the longer you go, the better your chance for a positive outcome.
Right. So if you don't need the money, as you said, for 5 years, you can put it a little bit more. It's not risk, because bucket one really isn't risk, but give it a little more time, which would give you a little bit better rate of return. And as you go out 7, 8, 9 years, as you get into bucket two, you can perhaps experiment with some things that you don't need, you know, money you can put away for 7, 8, 9 years. That's got some guarantees to it, some form of guarantee, but not in the strictest sense where it's not going to pay you enough. So the longer you wait, the more you're rewarded with a little bit higher rate of return.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think people equate liquidity with safety. Liquidity, the ability, and now they talk about the stock market being liquid, the bond market being liquid, because I can sell it at any given moment of any given day. To me, that's not necessarily liquid. Yeah, I could turn it into cash, but how much cash am I going to get for it? If the market's cratering, by the time I can actually sell, I may have lost 5, 10, 15%. Is that liquid? If I need the money this year, and unfortunately, that's generally what happens. By the time we get notice, we wake up in the morning, we look at the market report, and it's already down 1%, 2%. It's already happened. Unless we put in an order, and the day before market closed, we're getting the orders that are being executed now. So liquidity to me is at a known price, meaning if I need a dollar, it's a dollar, and I can get that dollar and spend it today. That's liquid. The fact that it might be 85 cents to me is not liquid. So this idea that the markets are liquid and I have to be able to sell at any given moment to be able to turn it into whatever cash is left. We saw people doing this in 2008, 2009. Sure, they could sell it to cash. And it was 75 cents on the dollar, 65 cents on the dollar. And then they sat in cash earning nothing as the market actually recovered. They didn't need the money, but they sat on it in cash anyway because they were afraid. This is going back to what John talked about before. We are, in many cases, our own worst enemy. We tend to sell high and sell low and buy high. We just get in at the wrong time because we're greedy. We get out at the wrong time because we're fearful. We don't have any strategy. We don't have any plan. We don't look at what we might need to spend, and we don't look at what's happening. We don't identify the investments for that spending pattern.
Right, that's the thing. At the first sign of trouble, it's bail. It's get out and forget about it. You know, when things are going well, it's jump in. I don't want any safety. I don't want any of this stuff. I'm going to put all my money in. That's what people do. Funny you should mention that, because here's something that came to us from Dialbar. By the way, 877-PLANNER. We don't mean to monopolize the whole time. 877-PLANNER. If you've got money questions, we're here to help you out with those. Dialbar tells us this. Did you know this, Professor Plum? The average U.S. investor has produced an annualized rate of return over the last 30 years that is equal to just one-third of the average return produced by the S&P 500 over that same three-decade time period. And the reason is bad timing on the part of the investor.
That's the primary reason. Now, should you actually have the market as your main focus for trying to beat the market? Is that your goal? Not in your entire portfolio, most likely. Your entire portfolio, especially if you're a retiree, your goal is not as a portfolio to beat the market. There may be a section of your portfolio that is allocated for that particular reason. But and we see this quite a bit with people who are retired saying, you know, the market was up, what was the market up last year, 12%, give or take, in 2016?
Yeah.
The market as measured by the S&P 500.
Yeah, I think with dividends.
With dividends, it was up 12% or so, give or take, whatever. And they say, how come my portfolio wasn't up, you know, 12%? Well, because you weren't a pure market investor. You were taking a distribution. You're a retiree, and you were taking money out of your portfolio. And because you're taking money out of your portfolio, you cannot afford to be a pure market investor. Because if you just back up 1 year when the market only did 1%, basically break even, you know, kind of thing, and your portfolio was down 5 or 6% because you were taking 5 or 6% out, nobody was complaining in that year that you'd only lost a couple percent or were down 2% instead of 5.
Right.
You know, it's all a matter of what is it that you are investing for. Don't compare your entire portfolio to the market index when you're not your entire portfolio is not invested to beat the market. If you're 25, yeah, you can play that game. 35, maybe even 45, you can play that game. But when you're getting close to retirement, your portfolio should not be invested with one goal and one goal alone to beat the market, at least not the stock market. The goal is to be able to provide a distribution starting in a not too distant future, maybe this year, and not worry about what the market does or does not do this year or next year. And so we have to identify those time horizons. Time segmentation, buckets, is the smart way to create a distribution strategy from your portfolio. Now, you can turn it around and say it's also a smart way to create an accumulation strategy in that, what is it that I'm investing for? The money I have taken out of my paycheck today, when am I going to spend that money? Even if I'm 65 and I want to retire at 66, the money that I'm having taken out of my paycheck today, when am I going to spend that money? Well, if I'm retiring at 66, this money I'm putting out of my paycheck today is not the money I'm spending in a year. That's the money I'm going to spend when I'm 86. I already have identified the money that I'm going to spend next year, the second year of retirement, the third year of retirement, and that's in a safer area. This money is going to do something that is easy to do. I'm going to take advantage of the ups and downs in the market by dollar cost averaging. So you can use it as an accumulation strategy and as a distribution strategy. People just don't want to look at it that way because they're greedy and they want to beat the market every year. Unless the market goes down, then they want you to make sure you don't lose any money.
Well, that's it. Yeah, they don't want to take any off the top when the markets are going up, because what if I miss something? and they don't want to
like
stay
the downturn.
Up. Right, and they don't want to buy in when the markets are going down because, oh no, what if I'm chasing after, you know, losers here? All right, 877-PLANNER, we got some emails to get to, the time value of money, and whatever else happens to come up. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's
800-425-1023. 877-PLANNER. We got room on the phones for you. We're here till the top of the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We've got some emails to get to, which we'll do in just a little bit. Bruce had a Social Security email, so we'll tackle Bruce's question coming up and a few others that we'll try to get to before the top of the hour. If not, stay tuned because we're here every day and we'll be doing more of this as the days go on this week. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's go next to Tom in Pennsburg, PA. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going today?
All right, how you doing?
Pretty good. My question was concerning flight to safety, whether people in the past have tended to go to the, say, 10-year treasuries in order to considered safe.
They have done that, but is that a good idea? What happens when a lot of money goes into the 10-year treasuries? They're not new bonds. They're existing bonds that have 10-year maturities. And so that pushes the price up. Anytime you have a large demand for something, the price goes up, right? And when the price goes up, the yield comes down, the actual cash flow, because it may be a $10,000 bond, but I may end up paying $11,000 or $11,500 for it. And in some cases, a silly number that even goes too high. What happens then when, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, we don't have that same scare, that same fear, and we then want to sell that bond, but the demand isn't there anymore. In fact, the demand is the other way around, the people selling off the bond, so that drives the price down. So it's a great way to potentially lose some money if you're, you know, basically moving into that particular type of an area on what is a potential short-term environment. And you're moving into it with the rest of the the bunch of people that don't know what they're talking, and they go into the bond market and they just buy it up out of sight, and the average investor's perception pushes the market one way and then goes the other way. It's not that the underlying asset's a problem, it's just that when you buy bonds, you have to understand the risk that you're buying into. And if I'm going to if I buy it at a price that I like and it has a yield that I like and I'm going to hold it to maturity, that's one thing. If I'm doing it on a knee-jerk reaction, moving into it for safety, then that safety may not be there. If you're going to move into safety, move into safety. I mean, right now, what's a 10-year treasury paying? About 3% maybe. So I can move into a bank account up to $250,000 and get 1% without risk. Why would I want 2%, 2.25% with risk if I'm truly flying to safety? Now, the problem is, why are you flying to safety in the first place? And should that money be flying to safety? And the usual answer is no. What we saw the most of in 2008, when the biggest flight to safety happened, was it was people who did not need that safety. They had 10 years or more within that they could stay invested. And so they moved out of the market in late 2008, early 2009, even mid-2009. They pulled away from it because they were afraid. They had a flight to safety. And whether they put it in cash or T-bills or whatever the case was, they moved out of it. But it was a short-term downturn. And it was actually shorter than we expected. And within a couple of years, that money would have at least recovered. But if I had $100,000 in the stock market in 2007, and it just says the S&P or something like that, and in early 2009, I was down to about $65,000. And that's where I got afraid. And I moved out and I put it into bonds or cash or something safe. By 2011, I would have regained from $65,000 back up to maybe $75,000, $80,000. Sure, I'm not back to the $100,000, but where's the money sitting in cash? Still sitting at $65,000. So we got to go back and identify what is the time horizon for this money, what is the purpose for this money, and how will I react? We have to know ourselves, too. I've met with people that say, yeah, I've got a long-term time horizon, but I know that if there's a downturn, I can't handle it. I will sell.
Now, are you asking this because, Tom, because you're thinking of doing something along with safety, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, the idea is if I ever get tired of playing in the stock market, I've been pretty successful with the mutual funds and all that, but I was wondering if, say, the treasuries, the 10-year treasuries get up to 3%, and I need to harvest, say, 2.5%, and then the other 0.5% would go for inflation, that I could avoid even looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
So you're talking about putting your whole portfolio over there?
It's substantial enough that it would be relative to a comfortable way of living, but of course I'm not angling for that just yet.
Well, when will you need to start pulling money out? When might you need to start pulling money out of this portfolio to live?
Oh, I'm doing it right now, and I've done the bucket one and bucket three. Bucket two has never been clear what I should really invest in bucket two stuff.
That's bucket two is one of the harder ones. So you have enough money in bucket number one in safer accounts already to withstand a 6, 7, 8 year downturn in the market. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, pretty much 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. So you've got enough money in bucket number one. So you kind of have just an elongated bucket number one too, or shorter bucket number overall. Because we usually go bucket number one 7, 8 years, bucket number two 7 or 8 years. So 15 years to get us to that time period in the market where statistically, historically, we have not had a downturn over that period of time that lasted that long. But you can shorten it if you want. So your bucket 1-2 combo is a 10-year bucket because it's probably not 100% in cash either.
Right. Plus, I also have some alternate investments. I got a nice vacation home in New York State, things like that.
Yeah, but the vacation home, unless you're, it's a rental that you're renting out, doesn't bring income in. It's a nice place to go visit and get away from the hustle and bustle, but it's not an asset that would bring money in, and so that's a different kind of game. That's more of a personal asset, even though it may have been a great investment. So identifying you've identified that you have enough money on the sidelines to be able to do it. Now, to the extent that you wanted a higher income, I mean, you'd want to look at the overall portfolio, and just taking 100% of your money and putting it into bonds to earn 2%, I'm not that thrilled with that either. I'd want to, you know, bucketize it and get a more 4 or 5% distribution with the idea that if it goes down, it's not going to hurt me. As long as the markets recover at some point in the next 15, 20 years, I'll be fine. Historically, we've never had to wait that long. Now, what's the future hold? Have no idea. So this is not, but even buckets can't guarantee a future performance. They just can help us avoid selling and a flight to safety when we really don't need one. Because unfortunately, when I hear the term flight to safety, it's generally because the market is going down at the time. And that is not the time to be selling. The time to be moving over to safety is when you're higher than expected, when the market's done you a favor by going up and going up more than you expected, and basically scraping some off the top and putting it in safety so that when the market goes back down, and I do say when, it's not an if, it's a when, I just don't know when, I have money in the sidelines that I can live off of. And then next year, if the market goes up, I can use that money to live off of or scrape some more money on the top and put it off the side. Yeah. And so I don't want to ever be put into a position where I have to fly to safety with my investments. I want to either be in safety before the market crashes or have enough money in safety to withstand the market crash, to wait out the market crash.
Yeah, because alternately I'm seeing that the feds are raising interest rates, so we may have a slight bump in bonds now and
we might,
slow
but
recovery.
What did the last interest rate bump do? So far, where's the 10-year treasury today versus where it was just before they raised rates the last time? It's lower now.
In fact, actually, it's considerably lower than where the high was anyway.
That's not going to continue forever, but I don't know what the interrelationship, how high does it have to go for the 10-year to start increasing? Is it the next bump? Is it the bump after that? because we just unfortunately don't have a direct correlation of these issues.
Yeah.
I don't like speculating.
Yeah. Does that help you out, Tom?
Yeah, pretty good. But it is kind of interesting about the speculating because really try to plan for what you're going to do 5 years from now or 10 years from now.
Well, that's speculation. How much am I going to need to spend? That's a speculation, too. I mean, especially somebody who's not even retired yet. They're retiring next year, and they're basing it on what they think they're going to need to spend. I always like having a little bit extra cash for the first couple of years of retirement because people's ideas of retirement change when they get in retirement, and they spend either more or less than what they thought they were going to spend. But after you've been in retirement for 10 or 15 years, you've got a pretty good idea of what you're doing.
Well, that's true.
From a spending habit.
Yeah, from the first couple of years, you think, okay, it'd be great to do this. And then you realize after a couple of years, I didn't like doing that anymore.
Yeah, so I've done it, been there, done that.
Right, or gee, I'd sure like to do something else. And or you say, hey, we spent too much money. I'm watching my portfolio take a dive. I don't think I like this. So anyway, we got to take a break. Tom, if you have any other questions, hold on. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. That's true. I mean, you really have to factor that in. The retirement... some things the numbers don't say, which is how somebody's going to react to actually being retired.
And having time to do certain things.
Having time to do certain things. I came up with a list of stuff over the weekend that I would do if I were retired today. And I think it would last me about a year. After that, I have no idea.
Go back and do it again.
Maybe. All right, 877-PLANNER. Trivia and emails and phone calls. More when we come back. Don't go away.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Program Bucket Strategy Investing. We take your emails, we take the phone calls, and we'll do some more of that here in just a second. I want to remind you of what's coming up on the program tomorrow, which has to do with the following topic, or theme, as we say. We're going to be talking about volatility. You know, we're talking about volatility today. This sort of goes hand in hand with sort of what we were talking about for the last hour, hour and a half, Professor Plum.
Well, in investing, we're going to deal with volatility in one of two ways. We're either going to find a way to take advantage of it because we have no way around it, or we need to find a way to protect ourselves from it.
And normally, protecting yourself from it would entail something along the lines of a bucket strategy, which would mean that you're probably retired, which means you're probably taking money out of your portfolio. If you want to dive right into it and take advantage of it, there are ways to do that. So using volatility to your advantage. All right, we're going to talk about that. A lot of that has to do with the accumulation phase, but of course, something to pay attention to during the distribution phase, your retirement phase. So that'll be coming up on this program tomorrow. We'll try to get some trivia in just a moment. Want to take a few more calls and the email. Professor, you're doing some math for our emailer, Steve in Richfield, Minnesota, which we have not read yet, but Steve, we're going to get to that in just a second if we have time. But let's go next to Lee in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, Professor and John. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question in your topic about the 4% rule. It's very interesting. As far as the bucket strategy, which is an excellent strategy for retirement, my question is there any time that you would need to rebalance the bucket strategy?
Yes. By definition, you're going to want to rebalance from time to time. You know, bucket number one in our world lasts between 6 and 7, 8 years. So bucket number two lasts another 6, 7, 8 years. So it's not going to last forever. And so what you're doing is you're looking for opportunities. It's not an automatic. It's not an every year thing. This is the hard part of the time segmentation, the bucket strategy type investing.
Yes. Yes.
And it's knowing when to rebalance. Now, you could, if you've done it correctly, you know, at the end of 7 years, let's say your bucket number one was set up the last 7 years, your goal is to replenish that with bucket number two and buy another 8 years. And then you have potentially 15 years for that long-term growth bucket. But we try not to let ourselves get to that point because that means we have only 1 year left in our bucket number one and we're relying on bucket number three to replace it in a year. That gets a little scary because now I don't have that long-term time horizon anymore to help me. And so we're always looking. Now, in the 15-year time horizon, in the next 5-year time horizon, there will be times where the markets do better than expected, like we saw since November. And there will be times where the markets do less than expensive. So we're looking at bucket number three, and we're monitoring bucket number three, the long-term growth area. That's where the volatility is anyway, and that's where the potential returns are. When the bucket number three is higher than expected, we expected an 8% rate of return over every year. And after 5 years, we're looking at it, and it's up 10 or 12% a year on average. It can happen. Take some of that excess return off the top, refill bucket number one then, refill bucket number two then. So you're always looking for the ability to take advantage of that upside volatility. We talk about volatility as a negative. But to get the better than expected rates of return, we have to accept the negative volatility to get to the positive volatility.
Exactly.
There will be better than expected years, and there will be less than expected years. The idea is to not have to sell when we're down or less than expected rate of return. But on the other side, this is where it's very difficult from a behavioral finance standpoint. When the markets are doing well and they're way ahead of expectation, we don't want to be greedy there either. We want to be able to sell some of that excess profit, rebuild bucket number one if possible. And what does that do? It stretches our time horizon again. And so we're looking for those time horizons that are better than expected and use those to our advantage to help ourselves in the future. And that's where it's not automatic. It doesn't happen just by the push of a button. This isn't set on autopilot. And it's also not market timing, because we're not saying that now is the top of the market, you got to sell. We're saying now you're ahead of where you thought you were going to be. Tomorrow you may be further ahead of where you thought you were going to be, or it could go down tomorrow. Let's not be overly greedy, and let's take some money off the table, put it into the bucket number one. It could go up again tomorrow. And you know what? If it goes up tremendously over the next year, we'll do it again, and we'll sell when it's ahead of expectations again. So we're always looking for a reason to take advantage of the positive volatility, but maintain a long enough time horizon to protect ourselves against that negative volatility that's also inevitable.
Yeah, so rebalancing is a very important component of the bucket strategy.
Right, this is not set it and forget it.
No.
So far, I haven't found a system that works in that.
I don't think there's any such thing.
I don't believe so either.
No.
I do appreciate the information. You make it very understandable and very easy, so I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Lee. I appreciate it. If you have any other questions, hold on. We'll talk to you here during the top of the hour. And this is, by the way, this is not market timing. I want to emphasize this. When you do rebalancing, and this isn't standard rebalancing, this is just simply looking at it when it's too high. It's not rebalancing just for the sake of rebalancing. It's not rebalancing because you took some money out of your portfolio and you have to reset it the way so many of these other portfolios do. It's simply looking at where you are right now and where you expected to be and taking that and using it to your advantage. It's selling when it's higher and buying when it's lower.
And your parameters for selling, your triggers for selling, it may be a little higher. And the parameters may change as far as what is considered excess return. If it's a one-year thing, you may have a much broader, say, I expect 8, and it was up 12. That may be not enough of it to trigger a sell. Up 20, 25, 30, yeah, that's enough to trigger a sell. But the longer you go, and the more you deplete bucket number one, the less that trigger is going to be. I expected an 8, and after 5 years, I'm at 10. That may be a time. I didn't do it at the first year when it was 12, but now that I'm up 10 instead of 8 over 5, 6 years, that's a good time to start looking at it. So the longer I go, the lower my trigger becomes to do some value averaging.
And when the markets are going up, it's very hard for especially guys to stand around and say, you know what? Markets are on fire. I just sold, 10% of everything I had.
Yeah,
or
everything I had
in
bucket number two.
You sold what?
I can always stretch that double into a triple. Come on. Maybe
when the markets
not.
Are hot, all people do want to do is sit around saying how much they bought. Yeah, I bought in this. I bought that. This thing's on fire.
The markets are high. I want to tell them how much I sold and made.
Right, exactly. And then when the markets are down.
Until I sell it, I haven't really made it.
No. And then when the markets are down, you're saying, well, I'm not selling now. I sold a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got out at the top, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I went into cash right before the big crash. Yeah. Sure you did, yeah.
I timed it perfectly. Oh, by the way, my new book's coming out, and I'm going to make $1 million on the book.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no,
okay.
I'm kidding.
Out of time. If you need the brain trust, you talk to Professor Plum. But all this strategy stuff, which we're going to continue tomorrow, by the way, as we just said, you can get in touch with him or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air. 800-644-1150. Talk to them. Make an appointment. Get your bucket strategy squared away. 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.